forget that. And then the following week, the 12th of July, Brother William Strickland starts his convention, and Brother Don Rich will be preaching the nights there, and I know that you will enjoy that. All right. Just going to read today from Psalm chapter 33, verse 12. It should, tomorrow is July the 4th, and I don't know, just felt like I wanted to talk about America today. Amen. Psalm chapter 33 and verse 12 said, "Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, and the people whom he hath chosen for his own inheritance." Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34 says this. Proverbs 14 and verse 34. The Bible said, "Righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people." Amen. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you this morning for your word, for your will, and for your way. I ask you, God, to touch our hearts and our lives today by the hand of God. I pray that our souls will be challenged, that you would bless this great land of America once more. Help us to turn to God. And everybody said, amen. I want to preach, for the Lord to help me today for a little bit on America's greatest need. America's greatest needs, as I guess is what I should say. I just reading this weekend and this week about America and its wonderful foundings. And the patriots that founded it, the men that founded this country were praying men. They may not have all been, say Pentecostal, but they were all God-fearing men. And they felt that this nation had a purpose. They felt that this nation was not just another passing scene, but they felt like that this nation had a purpose, that it was God-breathed and God-ordained, and it has been now for over 200 years. It has been the bastion of freedom across the world. There are many things in America that are not right today, but it is still, I sincerely believe, the greatest nation on the face of the earth. Amen? That's right. My God, from the hills of Bataan and the beaches in Normandy, where men gave their lives and the blood flowed like rivers down the sides of those mountains, from the bombing in Pearl Harbor to declaring war upon Japan. America has been attacked over and over and over again. Many times, as a matter of fact, you realize that it was World War I when the Germans attacked us, that actually they had superior planes and superior war power, but the thing that we had was God. God was on our side. And really, when you think about independence and America, just a handful of poor colonies fighting against that mighty power of England that ruled the world, really, just on paper, it looked as if we had no chance. But men like General George Washington and other men bowed in the snow and prayed and called on God. And I believe that God turned the tide and made America the nation that it's at, that it is. But as I look today, and I'm not as old as somebody at 56, I'm certainly not a young spring chicken anymore. And as I look back in America, and I see the things that have happened in my lifetime, I remember in the 60s when the Beatles came and landed in America singing, "I want to hold your hand." All of a sudden, boys didn't want to get haircuts. Hello? I said they didn't want to get a haircut. They wanted to grow beards and look like wild animals. The kids at school wanted to let their shirt tails hang out. The bell bottoms came in. The baggy breeches came in. Rebellion and anarchy came in America. I remember when all that happened in America. And I'm just thankful that a new God, and I'm thankful that I never got a part of that sick, sinful, diabolical culture that has pervaded and almost destroyed America. You're welcome. Hallelujah. And so, my God, let me just read this to you right off the bat. Let me give this to you right here now. In May 1919, okay, at Dusseldorf, Germany, the Allied forces found a copy, okay, on communist rules
for revolution.
All right?
Okay? This isn't from the handbook of Lighthouse Gospel Church. What I'm fixing to read you right now is from the communist handbook on rules of revolution, how to destroy a nation, how to destroy America, whom they were set to destroy. Rule one, corrupt the young, get them away from religion, get them interested in sex, make them superficial, and destroy their ruggedness.
Give us some little sensitive. God have mercy.
Number two, get control of all forms of publicity. Number three, get the people's minds off their government by focusing their attention on athletics, sexy books, plays, and other trivialities. Number four, divide the people into hostile groups by constantly harping on controversial matters of no importance. Number five, destroy the people's faith in their natural leaders by holding the latter up in contempt and ridicule. Number seven, encourage government extravagances. Now listen to this. Destroy its credit. Produce fear of inflation with rising prices and general discontent. That one's working right along, isn't it? Number eight, listen to this. If that hadn't set the feather on your hat, I'm not done yet. Form unnecessary strikes in vital industries, encourage civil disorder, and foster a soft and lenient on the part of a government toward such disorder. Number five, by specious argument, cause the breakdown of the moral virtues, honesty, sobriety, continence, faith in the pledged word, and ruggedness. Number 10, cause the registration of all firearms on some pretext with the view to confiscate them, leaving the populace helpless. My God, don't that send a chill up your spine? Hallelujah. All right, here we go. Now I'm going to preach to you. What is America's need? I'm talking about three things today that America needs to get back on track. Number one, we need a renewed sense of gratitude. We've got more gripe. We've got more discontent. We've got more ungratefulness than I've ever seen in all my life. Brother, we need a renewed sense of gratitude in America. Hallelujah. First off, we need a renewed gratitude for the righteous birth of this nation. You see, October 12, 1492 was when Columbus landed in America. The very first thing they did when they got off the shore was bow their knees and thank God for their journey. Hallelujah. Well, brother, it was in 1620 that they formed the main flower compact. That's when the pilgrims fled from Holland. They came here for religious freedom. And they stated in that compact that their main goal for coming to America was to establish a place where there could be religious freedom. And brother, they signed the compact. Oh my God, and the very first thing they did when they got to America and got off the ship was they bowed on their knees and they built a church and they thanked the God of heaven for his mercy. Hallelujah. And then that first winter, I think about half of them died. It was like 109 of them. Like 46 of them died the first winter. When the spring came, they planted a crop. Now listen this carefully. That fall, they harvested 31 acres of corn. And they have that. That's when they started Thanksgiving. And thank God for the bountiful harvest. 31 acres of corn was all they had, and they formed a day of national thanksgiving over 31 acres of corn. My God, we can't give God thanks, amen, for bushels of corn, mountains of money, food on every table, cars to ride in, homes to live in. My God, my God, my God, we need an attitude of gratitude in America one more time. Woo! You know it's the truth. Amen. You older folks here, let's tell the truth. Amen. Many of you sitting right here today that came up the hard way. We've got three men I know was in the service here. Amen. Brother Silas and my God, Frank, you were in the service, weren't you? I'm sorry. Amen. What time of bear? Not you had to be, but I know Junior was in there and in the Vietnam War. Let me tell you something. Bruce was in there, okay, three. I still in this, still had three. Let me tell you something. Listen, many of you here right here were raised poor. You had absolutely nothing. You were lucky to have some bread. Amen. As I mentioned before, you know, some were raised so poor. And I remember uncles, yeah, they had them old blue jeans. They had to patch them. They had to sew them together. And now, do you hear me? Young people buy perfectly good breeches and take scissors and cut them up and wear them holes all in the knees and in the pants and strut down Main Street like they really done something when your forefathers was asking God for enough money to sew the old worn out knees up, and now we're struggling. You know what's the problem? My God, we've lost our gratitude, we've lost our compass, we've lost our thanks to the God of heaven for the glorious birth of this nation. Hallelujah. Woo. These church Huguenots came. They were driven out of France. Oh, my God, because they didn't want them to serve God. They wanted to make them to worship the church of France and England and so forth. And they said, no, we're going to serve God. We're going to worship the Lord. Listen to me. My God, they scorned them. They killed them. They persecuted them. But they made a huge anvil, those two French Huguenots. They made a huge anvil. And around the anvil, they put all kind of broken hammers. And they inscribed on that anvil, they said, hammer on, ye fierce men. Your hammers break, but God's anvil stands. Hallelujah. Woo, my God, my God. They were men that loved God. They were men, amen, they were the men that founded this country. The Spanish came for gold. Amen, the French come for gold and silver and glitter. But my God, they said those that founded America came because they wanted God. Amen, do we want God in America? I tell you what's missing in America. We need to turn back to God. Hallelujah. I hear folks, I'm just going to preach to you. Might as well set up and take notice because I'm bringing it to you. Hallelujah. My God, it makes me so sick. I get so mad. Amen. Every time there's a tragedy like Columbine or something like that, the first thing someone wants to know, where's God? I'll tell you where God is. Amen. They set him outside the schools. They banned the Bibles. They banned prayer. Man, God, my God. They taught our children how to be animals. Haul them off to abortion clinics. And brother, when trouble comes, they want to know where God is. My God, if they wanted God in the schools and put the Ten Commandments back on the walls, they'd open with prayer. We're not Muslims. I said we're not Muslims. We're Christians. And this is a Christian nation, and blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! Are you here? Yeah. If you're a Muslim, you can get your little prayer mat out. You can pray three times a day. But if you're a Christian in American school, you can't bring your Bible. You can't pray over your lunch. Are y'all still here? Let me tell you something, neighbor. This is still America. This is still the nation founded by men who believed in the Bible and prayer. And we need to stand on our feet and stand up for America one more time. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. Woo! Came to America. Amen. Settled in Pennsylvania. That's why it's called Pennsylvania. Founded by William Penn. A man fleeing persecution. And there, actually, he was the first Nazarene for the Nazarenes. Oh, God. Listen, we need to thank God for this religious heritage. I was reading one night this week, reading that speech of Patrick Henry. Woo! You know, most all of us know, you know, I know not court what course others may take, but ask for me, give me liberty or give me death. But I tell you one thing, my God, you ought to read the rest of that speech where he challenged those men in the Continental Congress. He said, we've tried, you know, treaties. We've begged, we've bent over backwards. We've done everything we can to please England. He said, there's only one course left, gentlemen. He said, we're going to have to fight. The war's already started. And then he went on to say, I don't know what others may do, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death. I don't know what some of you are going to do if you're going to sit around and lay on your backs. Well, they take our guns and take our Bibles and take our liberties. I don't know what you're going to do, but I'm going to tell you, I'm going to rise up. I'm going to ring the bell. I'm going to shout it loud. Amen. God loves America, and America better love God. Lift your hands. Hallelujah. President only want to pledge the flag, huh? What he wants to take out, amen, under God, one nation under God, huh? That don't happen by accident. No. I said that didn't happen by accident. My God. I say, God, help this nation of America. Let us remember the greatness. Let us remember that it was founded on prayer and a faith in God and a faith in the Word of God. Hallelujah! We've got to rise up and ring the bells of freedom one more time. I was listening yesterday. They were talking about Paul Revere and that famous midnight ride. But they said it was another man. I don't know, his name escapes me right now. John Stokes or Jokes or anyway. They said that they had planned on killing Thomas Jefferson in Monticello. I can't think of the man's name, forgive me. But anyway, he had to ride and try to warn Jefferson and the men of the Continental Congress that they better flee, that they were going to kill him. They said that Paul Revere was able to take the main roads, but they said this man had to plow his way through the woods and underbrush. They said when he got to Monticello, his face was lacerated. He died with scars that he had that night going through that dense undergrowth, making his way down to Monticello. He got there and warned Thomas Jefferson and the men of the Continental Congress. They got up and fled. As they were fleeing, Thomas Jefferson remembered he left his sword on the front porch of his house. When he went back to get it and he got his sword, they had already entered into his house. They were already looking for him, and he got his sword and fled. No one heard about that man, but it was God. I said it was God that rode with that man, that rescued this nation, that melted upon the principles of God. And blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. The reason why that Rome lies in the dustbin of history is because they gave themselves to sin and debauchery and turned their backs on God, and they lie in the dustbin of sin. You think about Babylon, I think about old Saddam Hussein. That's where Babylon was, right there in Iraq. That was ancient Babylon. Yeah. What is it? A wasteland. That's all it is, just a wasteland. And at one time, it was the richest country, and it ruled those nations with a rod of iron. My God, they were in Pompeii, 25,000 of them, with a great debauchery and sin and paganism. They were in an ungodly orgy of sin when Mount Vesuvius blew the top off of it, buried 25,000 of them in lava in just a matter of a few minutes. And when they dug through the ashes, my God, they found men and women involved in all kinds of hideous sin and debauchery, my God, then covered the curse of that nation. I want to tell you something right now. God will judge America if we turn our backs on God. God's going to judge America if we turn our back on Israel. God will judge America because he said, blessed are they that love thee. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, are you still here? Amen. They're wanting to turn their back upon Israel, but God promised those nations that would help them and love them, that God would bless them, and he would curse the nations that curse them. I believe another reason why America's been blessed is because we've been a friend of the Jew. Amen. They said that Dwight Eisenhower, amen, never had one meeting, not one cabinet meeting, not any meeting without prayer. Oh, Harry Truman, as wicked as he was, they said he kept a Bible on his desk at all times. Amen. Abraham Lincoln, amen, was a man who constantly prayed. Amen. General George Washington, amen, one of the people, when they were at Valley Forge, and the sentinels were walking the beat, and their feet were leaving blood prints. in the snow, wrapped with rags and newspapers. They're at Valley Forge trying to gather out fires and trying to preserve this nation. They said that a young man saw George Washington kneeling in the snows and crying and praying. And he went back to his mom and he said, "We're going to win this war." She said, "What makes you think that, son?" He said, "Because I saw General Washington kneeling in the snow." Amen. Praying today. Oh, hallelujah. My God, give us some leaders. Give us some congressmen. Give us some senators. Give us a president. Amen. Give us a church, and we'll pray to the God of heaven one more time so that America can be saved. Woo! Oh, y'all not helping like you need to today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory. Never, 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 never has a nation been blessed with so many resources. Yes. Over them sand dunes of Iraq and Iran, they may have a little oil. But my God, what they wouldn't give for some of the beautiful rivers, the thousands of beautiful lakes, 5,000 in Maine alone. There's 5,000 natural main bodies of water in Maine alone. Look at the cedars. Look at the pines. Look at the mighty oaks. Look at the mighty redwoods. We've got gold. We've got silver. We've got ash. We've got ore. We've got silica, out of which they make sand. Are y'all still here? Limestones. We've got diamonds and gems. We've got enough oil here in America. If a bunch of cuckoo environmentalists could be thrown out the door, we've got enough oil here to drill and never have to buy another drop from another country.
Yeah. All right.
Woo! Man, whatever, but that's the way it is. Hello. I said, hello. My God, we've got oil. We've got gas reserves, natural gas reserves, by about 1,000 cubic tons. Matter of fact, all these garbage dumps, they said that at Frederick County Landfill, amen, they're pumping gas out of that garbage that's laid there. Amen, they get natural gas out of that now. My God, are y'all still here? Dear Lord God, we've got waters, we've got rivers, we've got lakes, we've got oil, we've got gold. God bless America and shine upon it. Now I say, America, it's time you begin to bless the God that made you the country that you are. It's time God bless America.
Yes, hallelujah.
Woo! Hallelujah. Yes. We asked Abraham Lincoln. They said, "You think God's on your side?" He said, "I'm not worried near as much about that as whether or not I am on God's side." Woo! Somebody say amen. Hallelujah. I want to know, are we on God's side? I said, are we on God's side? Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. When they were defending the Alamo, when they were defending that, they said, I forget what that general's name was. If somebody knows it, spit it out. But at the Alamo, and I forget his name, but he took a sword, and he went down through that Frank, and he drew a line right down through the center of that fort. He said, "Men," he said, "it's probably going to cost our lives to defend this, amen, to defend this fort." He said, "But I'm going to line." He said, "Every woman that's willing to fight, amen, to your death, step over across this line." He said, "Every man in that fort, step across that line." Woo! Hallelujah. My God, I'd like to draw a line down through this church. I'd like to draw a line down through this church. And I'd like to ask a question. How many in this church are on the Lord's side? I said, how many is on the Lord's side? How many is ready to stand? How many is ready to fight? How many is ready to pray? My God, we need revival. We need a move. I say, God, turn America back to God one more time. But we're never going to get America back to God until we get our churches back to God. No wonder you got many people the way you preach. You preach like a crazy man. Well, let me explain to you how it is, okay? Now, I won't call any names because I'm not here to try to be nasty. But some of our huge Pentecostal churches in this area that have 1,500 or 2,000 on Sunday morning, they can't have church on Sunday nights. You know why? Don't have enough people to have church. Yeah. They don't have enough to have church on Sunday. So they've canceled their Sunday night service. They don't have enough to have it. Woo! Hello. My God, I mentioned here not too long ago, I'd rather take 15 people to heaven than to drag 15,000 folks to hell. Hallelujah! I'm here to preach the truth. I'm here to let you know that God lives. I'm here to let you know the Bible's real, and you're going to have to walk the walk and talk the talk and live right if you're going to go to God's heaven. Hallelujah. You want your ears tickled and your back patted. You're in the wrong place. Woo! Hallelujah. We got a big uprising here in America. All across everywhere you look, they got tanning booths. Hallelujah. My God, if you want your hide tan, come here Sunday morning. Come back Sunday night. Come back Thursday night. I promise to tan your hide all three services. Save your money from the tanning booth and put it in the offering. Woo! Let me hurry on here. Oh, glory. Has been good to America, and we need a revival of our attitude of gratitude. We need to thank God for our homes in America. Huh? I'm not talking about the house you live in. That's all good too. Thank God for that. How about homes? Do you realize that much of the world don't even believe in homes? Marriage is under assault. The family's under assault, and I'm about sick and puky tired of it. Two mommies or two daddies. God, what a sick, stupid attitude. God didn't make Adam and Steve. Made Adam and Eve. Hello? Y'all still here? Exactly right. Now, dear God, have mercy. It's a reproach. It's a curse. My God, God judged whole nations for that sin. He destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, made it a pile of ashes, condemned that sick sin of sodomy and homosexuality. And blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord. Hallelujah. That's one of the downfalls and steps downward in a nation when you begin to accept that kind of sick behavior. And the 8th state in the union accepted it last week. New York accepted it last week. Homosexual marriages. I say it's sick. I say it's revulsing. I say, Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, let us rise up. I said, let us rise up and stand for America and stand for the family one more time as one mama and one daddy. Married for life and for good. Hallelujah. My God. Give us a revival of love and marriage and the home in America one more time. Woo. Still preaching in case you didn't know it. Hallelujah. I thank God for families. I do. I said I thank God for families. My God, Brother Justin's great and beautiful children there. Two boys and a beautiful little girl. Amen, Brother Silas, three boys and a beautiful little girl. My God, they're the treasures, pal. You hear me? I said, they are the treasures. I said, they are the treasures. Hallelujah, hallelujah. My God, I've got a nice home, and I thank God. But I'm going to tell you something, brother. That them plywood and them walls of plaster, amen, and that carpet and them beds don't mean a bag of beans to me. My God, the greatest treasure I've got is my precious wife, my children, my family, these church people here. Hallelujah! The things that God has given me, they are the treasures. You can take my house, but you can't take my home. Hallelujah. You can take my cars, but you can't take my home. Hallelujah. You can take whatever I've got in the bank, but just don't take my family. Hallelujah. They are the treasures that America was built upon. Woo. Oh, hallelujah. I said hallelujah. My God, Europe followed the path of debauchery years ago. Even they're in a social moral morass of sin. Their economies are in destruction. Their countries, their civilizations are crumbling underneath of them. Their youth are without any rudder. They're without any compass. Even their lands have no churches. Even they're barren of churches. Their churches are closed up or almost non-existent. But my God, here in America, we can still have church. We can still praise God. We can still run the aisles. We can still worship God. Thank God for America. Yeah, hallelujah. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me hurry. Thank God for the freedom to still go to church. Thank God for the freedom to have more than one child. In China, I don't know how many years now, they've had that forced sterilization of one child. You can only have one child, and they want that child to be a man. And guess what their problem is now? They don't have any women to marry their men.
You're right.
Yeah. Yeah, read it about a year ago. Now they've got a great crisis. They've got all these boys, and nobody to marry the boys.
You're right.
My God, how stupid can you be?
I mean, it'll take a rocket scientist to figure out if you only have one child, that one child's going to be a child, a boy, and you kill all the girls. Then after a while, the boys are going to grow up, huh? And they're going to want a wife, hopefully, prayerfully, huh? They're going to have one or two things. They're either going to have that, or they're going to have a bunch of sissies walking around and a bunch of fruitcakes. It's going to be a matter of time till the civilization's going to die. Hallelujah. Huh? Child naturally. Two men can't have a child naturally. Woo! I guess not at all. Hallelujah. But I'm telling you here and now, neighbor, my God, that's why God made the family. That's why God made the home. And that's why I thank God for America. Hallelujah! We can have a wife and have a boy and a girl and another boy and another girl. Hey, 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 thank God for America. Hallelujah. Oh, listen, secondly, I've got to hurry. We need to be conscious. We need to be more conscious of our role and responsibility in the world. Everywhere you see there are anti-American forces. It always cracks me up. You know what I'm saying? It always cracks me up. I say, crack me. Don't crack me up, really, you know. You go over like Iraq, places like that. I'm with America. Can't bring a Bible in there. What the world's going on? If it wasn't for us buying their oil, they wouldn't have nothing. Huh? Built the Suez Canal, we paid for it. The Panama Canal, we paid for it twice. We paid for it twice, and we're still paying to go through it. And we built it and paid for it twice. Yeah. Cookie. Huh? We've given more food, sent more missionaries, fed more nations, defended more countries. Huh? Are y'all here? My God, and now down with America, anti-Americanism. We're over there in Afghanistan. God only knows how many of our brave soldiers have died trying to liberate those poor, stupid, heathen people, and they hate America. How stupid can that be? Huh? My God, went to Iraq, toppled a dictator, gave them freedom, and they hate America. We're going to kill America. We got one goal, kill America. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Let me tell you something. I'm going to lift my head up. I'm proud and thankful to God to be an American. Hallelujah. Woo. Some of you look like your mother moved in or mother-in-law moved in or something. My God, cheer up here. My God, we ought to be happy anyway. You don't have to shout, but God, you ought to be happy that you are an American sitting in a church. You're alive. My God, we ought to be thankful. That couple was hitchhiking accidentally, you know, got over, they sat on their property, got them in prison, put them in prison. Huh? They come over here all the time, subvert, come to our colleges, come to our universities, we put them through college so they can go back home and find a way to kill us. My God, my God, my God, my God. No. They want our money. They want everything we got, but oh, leave your God. You can't bring your Bible in here. Oh, God. Thank God for America. I said, thank God for America. Hallelujah. How many times you going to say it till it get done? That's all I can tell you. Hallelujah. Glory. They're anti-Christianity, anti-God. Oh, it just cracks me up. These people in our nation are anti-Christian. I'm like old brother Don Rich years ago stopped by at this store, and this guy said, asked him something. He said, said something about I'm a Christian. His guy said, I hate Christians. Brother Rich said something about I hate preachers. He said, what kind of preacher? I'm a holiness preacher. He said, I hate them worst of all. So he told him, he kept that. Brother Rich said, well, I'll tell you what, old buddy. Of course, you're a big old guy. I'll tell you what, son. Hey, if you can just stay around just a few more days, put up with me a few more days. He said, I'm fixing to go out of here, and you can have it all. Woo! I got good news from Mother Roger. All those that want to live like the devil, that don't want anything to do with prayer, don't want anything to do with us holy rollers and us church, I got some really, really extra good news for them. If they can just put up with me another day or so, and it would suit me fine if it come today, I'm heading out of here, and they can have it all. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Woo! They think it's going to be great when we get out of here until the sun begins to burn them and the stars begin to fall from heaven and the elements begin to burn and the rivers begin to flood and men begin to cry for the rocks and the mountains to hide them from the face of him that sits upon the throne. My God, neighbor, you ain't seen nothing until the church is gone and then all of hell will break loose. Literally. God, I am saved. Thank God I am a Christian. Sin like a cancer destroyed Rome. It destroyed Greece. It destroyed Egypt. And sin will destroy America.
Oh, yeah. They have a little. We've got all kinds of new things now. Instead of
texting, they've got sexting. And the latest fad on the colleges, I think on the weekend they call it a hookup. You have a hookup. And you just, you know, get you another woman each weekend. And you have a hookup. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My God. I tell you what you're going to have. Grab a breakup of America and a breakup of this nation. Sin is a reproach to many people. Righteousness will exalt a nation. But sin is a reproach to many people. Every restaurant you go to now almost has got wine bottles everywhere. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is a rage. Whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Don't even look on it when it worketh itself aright in the cup, because it's red, it's luscious and alluring, he said. But he said afterwards, he said, it bites like an adder. Yeah. Oh, we're going to be the wine. We're going to be the whining. Captain, we're going to sip and dip and chip and blip and smoke and chip and do. And oh, my God, my God, my God, my God. I'm glad I got saved. I said, I'm glad I got saved. Hallelujah. You don't have to sleep around before you get married. No, you do not. You can serve God and live for God all the days of your life from your youth up. Hallelujah. Amen. We need a greater and a sincere faith in God. Brother, I mentioned before when the pilgrims landed on Plymouth Rock. My God, they bowed their knees and worshiped God. George Washington knelt. Abraham Lincoln called on God. I said, I heard Truman, and he was sort of wicked. My God, he had a Bible. Dwight Eisenhower never started any meetings without prayer. I'm going to tell you, folks, if America's going to be saved, we're going to have to turn back to a reverence to God. I said, we're going to have to turn back to a reverence to God. And I'm going to say this, and we're going to close. Let me tell you something. You're going to start, right in the church. Someone said, listen, you know, it's sort of a chain. It's sort of a chain thing, okay? All right. You got to have prayer in the home. First off, you got to have prayer in your own life, individual prayer life, okay? You have to have prayer yourself, okay? Then you need prayer in your home. Your family needs to pray together, all right? Is that all right? Okay. Then, we need a church that knows how to. You know, really, you realize some churches don't pray anymore. They don't have altar calls anymore. They don't pray. No. Google and goggle, they get the power team out with their body surfing. When Super Bowl Sunday comes, they can't get enough people to church, so they rent a big screen and they show the Super Bowl. Oh, man. God have mercy. What a joke. Huh? They don't pray. They don't read the Bible. Don't preach the Bible. Nothing more than a social club. Huh? If we are going to get prayer back in America, we got to get it in our lives, in our homes, and in our churches, and then we can have prayer in America one more time. My son wrote that beautiful song, I Can Pray. One of the most beautiful songs ever been written. I don't care if my son didn't write it. Beautiful song. I can pray. I don't care if you got any money. If you don't have any fame or fortune. I can pray. Hallelujah. And prayer is what moves the heart of God. Prayer is what saved this nation. Prayer is what's kept us from destruction. Prayer is what saved my soul from hell. Prayer is what turned my life around. Prayer is what kept me out of the clutches of hell. Being raised in a home, my God, where we prayed. Going to a church where we prayed. My God, my uncle believed in praying. He laid that big hand on my back, and it's just like, I don't know if he knew or if God was telling him what, but he prayed for me, and he'd just name everything I'd done wrong that week. My God, he'd just lay his hand on me, and he'd pray about God helping not to do this, and God helping not to do that, and I wanted to say, who told you? Hallelujah. I never did. I'm just letting him keep on praying. Hallelujah. But I'm going to tell you what, the prayers of that man kept me out of the flames of hell. I said they kept me out of the flames of hell. And if America's going to be saved, if your family's going to be saved, if this church is going to go forward, my God, give us some men and women that know how to pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Senator Ravenhill said they've got players instead of prayers, interferers instead of intercessors. They've got too much fashion, too little passion. They've got too much rattle and too little revival. We've got too much action and too little unction. Woo! Are y'all still here? I say, God, turn the clock back and give us revival. Which I don't know where y'all come from or where you've been. I'm going to tell you, brother, the old timers used to say, they said, I was born in the fire and I can't stand the smoke. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Maybe you're pleased and just satisfied to sit around and look at the building. Amen, and count the freckles on my face. Amen, and count the beads on your shirt. Amen, that's good enough for you. But I've got to have God. I said, I've got to have God. I've got to have a move of the Holy Ghost. I've got to have a touch of the Holy Ghost. I've got to pray until God breathes upon my life. Shall we stand this morning? Heavenly Father, thank you for your words, your will, and your way. Thank you, God, for this congregation. Woo! Hallelujah. My God, my God. Once more, I thank you for this great land of America. Land of the free, home of the brave. My God, a place where the Bible can still be preached, where the Word of God can still be lifted up. A place, God, where you can still have a church and men and women can come and worship God according to the dictates of their heart. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, my God. There's no church of America like there was in England. They have the Church of England. You either went there or you didn't go. There is no church of America. But all across America there are churches, various different denominations, many of whom I may never agree with. But God, I agree with their right to exist. But I thank you, God, for the privilege to come and pray and call on the name of God and preach from this Bible. Preach against sin. Oh, God, and pray for this nation that you would revive it once more and set it back on the foundation which was built upon faith. Amen. Faith in God. Faith in the Word of God. Lord, the very Bill of Rights and God, our very Constitution was based upon the Word of God, upon the Ten Commandments. Many of our principles and laws came right out of the Bible, God. Men have tried to pervert them. They tried to change them. They tried to dim them and dilute them. But my God, help us to vote for godly men, godly women. Oh, God, that we may turn the tide on sin in America. But God, more than anything else, give us revival in our churches. Because if we can get revival in the pulpit, we can have revival in America. God, if we can have revival in our families, we can have revival in America. But until there's revival in our churches, until there's revival in our families, God, until there is a revival of prayer and Bible reading and seeking your face in our churches, God, we're not going to have revival in this world. God, we've said idly by when they took the Ten Commandments off the wall. We've said idly by when they took the Bibles out of our school. We've said idly by when they drug our children to abortion clinics. God, we've said by. Oh, God, and curse the darkness rather than rising up and saying, somebody light a light. God, bless all of those organizations that are fighting these godless attempts to destroy America. Bless each one of them, God. Help them. Give them wisdom. Give them faith. And help us to stand behind men and women of principle and godly character. Oh, my God, and pray for our leaders that when we lead a quiet, peaceful, and prosperous life. Thank you, God. Thank you for America. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, folks, I preach my heart to you. I can't help it. I'm sorry. If you're offended, you'll have to get over it. Because I'll tell you, I believe God. I believe it's exactly what this Bible said. Righteousness exalted a nation, and sin is a reproach to any people. I saw a boy at Wendy's the other day while it was Friday, sitting there waiting for him to come pick that old church van up. My God, he walked in the door, Brother Silas Wayne. Had big old holes in his ear about that big. Had his ear stretched out, had big old things stuck in his ear about that big.
That looked like spikes sticking out his lip. I didn't get close enough to see. I could have like spikes sticking out his lip, you know. Coming down. I thought, God, have mercy. I did. I said, God, have mercy. Oh, yeah. You'll see them. They'll have their face all tattooed. Their faces all have their head shaved and have their face all tattooed. Ladies, what they call curtains, you know. All covered with tattoos, a whole arm. They call them curtains. They'll wake up one day and find out they're curses. Said, hallelujah. God help us. Turn America back to God. I said, turn America back to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I want you to come with me today, will you? We just take a little time to come and kneel and thank God for America and pray for, will you pray for America? Pray for this church. Pray for this preacher. I need your prayers, but I'll keep on preaching the gospel. Hallelujah. Oh, brother, there's a lot of folks would love to shut down this kind of preaching, but by the grace of God, I'm going to keep on preaching, lifting up the bloodstained banner, lifting up the goodness and the graciousness of God who made America.